apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the first time in the history of the United States where American taxpayer dollars is being spent on their health care needs. We have supplied the health care needs of those in the federal government, the state government, the county government, and the city government. Those in health care, those in education, those on the police force. But this is the first time in the history of the United States where our health care needs, the people who pay the taxes, are receiving something for their money.
And I think that's the first time I've heard that statement presented quite that way, and it is something that makes a good deal of sense. All the people at work and government have all the things that they need. The people in the private sector have nothing. Are we nationalizing everything? Is that what's going on here? Or is that the aim? Or is that the direction? That's a talk radio caller supporting the president's health care reform bill, which hits the one-year anniversary this week, at least passage of it. Which direction do we go in? 800-510-8255. Do we head toward more of that? So the government... I mean, at what point do we have anything for ourselves? That is to keep. You'll be spending 50, 60, 70% of what you make if we keep up this way. But the government controls everything, which seems to be, again, the thoughts of some of those who have gotten themselves elected. Let's pursue this Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with first up talk host Frank Beckman here with Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. Burgess was a doctor for 30 years before he went to Congress. And this is the president's health care reform bill, I guess part two of the discussion.
You were aghast at what happened and how this was rammed through with the American people clamoring against it all along.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I bring out that just really was galling was all of this was being done by people who haven't got a clue in the world how the health care system works or doesn't work in this country. But they had ideas about what they wanted to do to control the political process. And, you know, people will tell me, hey, you're a doctor. How could you possibly be against a health care bill? First off, it wasn't a health care bill. It was a tax bill. You don't believe me? Look, Harry Reid took a House-passed bill, turned it into a health care bill, and passed it through the Senate. Why did he do that? Because all tax bills have to originate in the House of Representatives. So H.R. 3590, which was signed a year ago today, began life as a housing bill that the House of Representatives passed in the summer of 2009, sent over to the Senate. Harry Reid picked it up, dusted it off, turned it into his health care bill. The thing was a god-awful mess when it left the Senate. They always thought they'd get a chance to come back and refine it, but they didn't count on losing Senator Kennedy's seat, and Scott Brown was elected. They lost the 60th vote. Harry Reid said, I've done everything I can do in the Senate. It's up to you, Nancy, in the House. And this is what we got.
Yeah, the rest is history. So how bad is it? I mean, you're a doctor. You know the impact of this. Who's right? Is it the alarmists who say we're going to have death panels and lose a lot of the conveniences of health care that we've enjoyed in our country for a long time? Fast treatment, good solid care from doctors in emergency rooms? Or are they right on the other side, that this will equalize the health system for all and will save money long term?
No, they're not going to save money. If anything, the stories are beginning to trickle out, even from the Congressional Budget Office, that the cost on this thing was vastly underestimated. And, you know, one of the great travesties was you take $500 billion out of Medicare and create this new entitlement called the subsidy for the health exchanges. If they're off even just by a fraction of a percentage point on the number of people that will show up in the exchanges to get subsidized health care, the cost of this thing just explodes through the roof. So the cost information that people have been given is just absolute fiction, and we're beginning to understand that better as new reports come up. But here's the deal. No one argues that there weren't some insurance reforms that were necessary. Summer of 2009, I heard all over the country, everywhere I went, please do not screw up the existing system that's working for two-thirds of us, but could you help us with cost? And the fact of the matter is we screwed up the system that was working, and we sure didn't help cost. If anything, we've made cost much more problematic.
All right, so there's a congressman named Michael Burgess. Some of you may, if you're in Texas, know about him, a doctor who was against the health care plan. I think there are a number of doctors. I don't know of any doctors, first of all, who were involved in actually coming up with a plan. There were no doctors whatsoever. It pretty much became Harry Reid's bill. Billy Towson, former congressman, became a lobbyist for the insurance industry, and a couple of other White House staffers, and no doctors involved at all. But that's the old story. What's being done to curb it in the new Congress? Are you wondering about that? 800-510-8255. I hear a lot of talk. What about action? Here's host Joe Pags talking to another congressman. This is Kevin Brady, another Texan, about what he thinks the future holds for this whole scenario, the whole thing called Obamacare.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, you got the judge in Florida that you know, told the Obama administration, you better appeal this now. It's going to end up in the Supreme Court. I mean, it's probably going to be a 5-4 vote. You feel good that this is going to be found unconstitutional?
You know, I think it will, and I think it's our best chance until we can change the Senate and change the White House. I think it's our best chance to stop this thing cold, because at the core of it, you and I have talked about, in fact, you're so terrific about this, that mandate is at the core of that whole bill. You pull that out, the whole thing crumbles. And so it really is, that's going to be a key decision for us until, you know, we can go back to the polling booth and change some lawmakers.
And there's no severability. So if the mandate goes, the whole bill goes.
Yeah, and at the time, we sort of looked at each other thinking, why, you know, why are they rolling their whole dice on that mandate? And the bottom line is they really believe Washington, the government, has the right to force you to buy this product. I mean, they really believe it in their heart. So out of arrogance, you know, they didn't just separate it from the rest of the bill. So if it goes down, they've got problems.
All right, so there it is. Problems. People are happy to have this thing the way it is, but there is some need. You got to do something here. There's got to be some kind of action to figure. This wasn't a health care bill, though. This was, as they suggested, about insurance. So what do we do in terms of health care? We make our country healthier, preventative measures, that kind of stuff. None of that was addressed. And nothing was really addressed here except making the insurance companies whole, it seems, to a lot of people who have analyzed it. But you've heard all this stuff before. What new are we going to come up with? Hopefully some new thoughts and ideas with your calls at 800-510-8255. As we continue, look forward to another piece of a talk radio pie here on The Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusion supply.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television. Pretty unique way of you getting up to speed on what big discussions are in your favorite format. Charlie Sykes has a radio program here. He talks to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin on the whole issue of Obamacare. Johnson wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal, and that's really what the focus is here.
Wanted to talk to you about your piece. It's a very strongly worded piece, but it's also very, very personal. It's entitled Obamacare and Carrie's Heart. Just to start by talking about that, because this is something that you started talking about even before you got into the race for Senate, why the whole issue of Obamacare really hit home for you.
Well, sure. Just really, when they passed Obamacare, that was the final straw, which got me thinking about, and maybe somebody like me, a citizen legislator, should step up the plate here. But, no, I was asked to give a speech to the Tea Party back in October, and this is what I concentrated on is, you know, they were beginning to demonize doctors. If you remember President Obama saying that, you know, these doctors will take out a set of tonsils for a few extra bucks.
Right.
I mean, based on my history with, you know, the fact that incredibly devoted doctors saved my daughter's life by totally reconstructing the upper chamber of her heart. You know, her heart is backwards now, but she's 27 years old, and she's a nurse herself in a neonatal intensive care unit. So I understood how incredibly dedicated doctors were. I understood that what was at stake here was really the quality of our health care system. And that's what's going to be destroyed if we let Obamacare go forward.
Yeah, I mean, you described this in great detail. Her aorta and pulmonary artery were actually reversed. Without immediate intervention, she would have basically died. And she was rushed to another hospital where a surgeon performed a procedure at 1 a.m. that saved her life 8 months later when her heart was the size of a small plum. An incredibly dedicated and skilled team of medical professionals surgically reconstructed it, and that was 27 years ago. Why do you think that Obamacare puts that at risk?
Because it's absolutely designed to lead to a government takeover of our health care system, and we don't have to theorize what the results of that will be. I mean, it will result in rationing of care. It will lower the quality of care. And the type of medical innovation that saved my daughter's life will be it'll be stifled. It will come to a grinding halt. And, you know, we don't have to look any further than Canada and Britain. And Britain probably has the longest-standing socialized medicine system. Here are just a few little facts and figures. In terms of mortality rate, people that die from these conditions in the U.K., in Britain, the mortality rate for colorectal cancer is 40% higher than the U.S. For breast cancer, it's 88% higher. For prostate cancer, it's a whopping 604% higher mortality rate than in the U.S. That's the result of socialized medicine. Why would anybody want to destroy the finest healthcare system and replace it with a British-style system? I could never understand that. And you know the other thing, Charlie?
Yeah.
It's bad enough it's going to destroy our healthcare system. It's going to bust an already horribly broken budget. I mean, Obama, their estimates is that Obamacare will cost about $150 billion a year. You can make a pretty plausible case that, in fact, it will cost closer to $500 billion to $1 trillion, which would be $1,000 billion. And that's just by the incentives that Obamacare creates to have employers drop coverage and put people into highly subsidized government exchanges.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
3230.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to our callers. Obamacare and the anniversary of it being passed. That's sort of the break here. 800-510-8255. Sam's in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where Bill Clinton comes from. Not happy with the changes in insurance because of this bill.
I work for a major telephone communications company, and I had insurance. My son is in college, and I found out this year because of Obama's health care bill that I cannot provide him dental and vision. I couldn't pay extra out of my own pocket and get it through my insurance because of this health care bill. Before the health care law, my insurance covered him till he got out of college, and I could supply him with vision and dental. Now he's still on my health care. And I always paid extra for vision and dental because my son needed glasses. And, you know, he needed teeth because he's rambunctious. He busted one of them, you know. But so I'm opposed to government doing any what we call government these days, doing anything that it's doing. It's way out of control. It's beyond comprehension the amount of debt that the federal government is in. And they just keep piling it on like it's never going to, like, you know, the party's never going to end.
Yep, that's the sad reality. You're right, Sam. 800-510-8255. Carrie is in Baltimore listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington booming in there.
I don't know why we're celebrating. On my own personal experience, I have a spinal injury, and they're telling me now that I can't get the pre-existing insurance plan, the new plan, unless I don't have any insurance company coverage for 6 months. Now, how is that going to help me if I can't work and I don't have any money? For the people who are working in insurance companies, they're afraid that they're going to lose their job because of these new requirements that the insurance company spend 85% of their money on services to the participants. I don't know why we're celebrating. And what is there to celebrate about taking $500 billion out of Medicare? This is absurd.
All right. So, yeah, you're right about that. Denise, in Michigan, a healthcare worker. Go ahead.
So if you set aside the constitutionality of the law and set aside the feasibility of it costing for the country to be able to pay for it, which they can't pay for Medicare and Medicaid now, it really is an issue. I am a healthcare administrator and a registered nurse, and I deal with refunds from Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies. And I can tell you it is far more difficult to get the government, Medicare and Medicaid, to pay for services. Medicaid is considered a third-rate type of coverage. So if, you know, if this White House and administration is looking at covering everyone and that being kind of a humanitarian thing, the issue is the coverage that you actually get is of very poor quality. Medicaid covers very minimal services to the patient. So I really think that this health care law is wrong-headed. For example, in a nursing home, if you're covered under Medicare or a private payer by insurance, it's generally a reimbursement of about $300-plus a day. For Medicaid, it's not even $200 a day at times. So clearly what the provider has to do is they have to look at their resources and taper back in order to cover people. Most everyone in this country who doesn't have health insurance is still covered. They can go to a hospital and they can receive services. Over 80% of the people in this country are happy with their health care coverage. This step is completely wrong-headed. You might be covering everyone, but the quality of what you're covering is poor. And that is why this health care law, hopefully, we pray to God, that it is found unconstitutional.
Wow, there's a lot in that call, but a lot of right-ons are being said by people listening. Livia, up next on the countdown.
In today's economic climate, retirement planning has become essential. Contributing to an individual retirement account, or IRA, is vital to Americans' future financial health. While financial advisors recommend that people open and contribute to IRAs as early as possible, it's never too late to begin. If you're not sure where to start, the AAA Deposit Program recommends that the first thing you need to do is decide what kind of IRA you'd like to open. One type of IRA, the Roth IRA, is funded through after-tax income. Anyone can open one as long as their income falls below the maximum specified by the IRS. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time, but to withdraw earnings tax-free, you must be at least 59 and a half years old and have held the account for at least 5 years. For information about AAA's deposit program, visit AAA.com/deposits or call 1-888-728-3230. That's 1-888-728-3230.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Sears Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
Through March 26th, buy three of our best-selling Goodyear tires and get one free. Plus, save up to an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to Better Oats.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
By state.
Talk radio, stop them. Bombing Libya, airstrikes, they continue, and so another part, another focus of the Talk Radio Countdown show this hour. The things you need to know about what's going on over there and what people are saying so that you can formulate an opinion and then call it in at 800-510-8255. You can follow all of this at Facebook at DougStephan.com. We'll get started with Fox Bill O'Reilly here talking to Charles Krauthammer, a combo that's familiar and often together. This is the, again, the focus is whether or not we ought to be going after Gaddafi.
This is a tough one, you know, because you get Gaddafi. We know he was responsible for the Lockerbie bombing, but the U.S. let it go. We maintain relations with him, you know, and all of that. And I'm saying to myself, if I'm president, don't I have a responsibility to avenge the deaths of Americans at the hands of a tyrant like this?
Well, I think there are a lot of different cases. In the case we're talking about, where Reagan did retaliate. It was a clear attack on Americans and a clear retaliation where he tried to kill the Gaddafi out and out straight. We've done that when we have an address. You got to have an address. Often it's a terrorist attack, like happened in the Clinton years when they attacked the embassies in Tanzania and in Kenya. There, with the terrorists, you don't have an address. What we did, you'll remember, 1998, Bill Clinton came back from vacation. He announced an attack on a drug factory in Sudan. We thought that Osama bin Laden owned, and we lobbed a few cruise missiles into empty tents in Afghanistan. I think your reference to 9/11 is the best example of retaliation. The ultimate attack, 9/11 attack, the ultimate retaliation. We went into a country, invaded it, deposed the regime, killed as many as we could, scattered the rest. That, I mean, there are a lot of other reasons for the war in Afghanistan, but that was one of them, certainly was revenge. But if it's a terror group like Al-Qaeda, you often don't have a return address.
Okay.
And you often have to wait a decade if you want to do the return.
You have to have absolute proof before you go after the people. I absolutely agree with that. But in the case of Iran, they pick up three American hikers on the Kurdish border, and they hold them. Two of them. One of them got out. North Korea picks up two ladies, you know, on the Chinese border, and they hold them, and they do this, and they do that. Over the years, there have been many incidents. Mayaguez incident. So the American president, I guess, has to calculate what's good for the country, or does he have a mandate to right these wrongs?
He's got a mandate, but there's a difference between retaliating for a terror attack, which is now over, and retaliating over the seizure of hostages. Because when you've got hostages, you've got a living, breathing American at the other end whose life is in danger. In fact, Reagan, the guy we have cited here as the guy who did the retaliation for the attack on the disco in Germany, his worst hour was that when we had our hostages held in Lebanon, he caved. He gave arms to Iran. I mean, he wasn't even successful in springing the hostages. Even Reagan was when you're faced with a hostage, and we are a civilized society, we care about every individual, we want to strike the enemy who seizes a hostage, but you can't because you don't want to endanger the life of a hostage.
And that's why
it's a dilemma that every president has faced, and no one has ever had a good answer to.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson with the Barbary Pirates had to do the same thing. Last question. You believe the president of the United States is a moral imperative to absolutely engage in all of these things. Has to do it.
Yes, when an American is seized or killed, yes, he should retaliate. He has to let the world know that the price of blood of Americans is extremely high. Otherwise, if it's not, we will be the target everywhere. Hostages is a tough case. Gaddafi has a price on his head because of what he did in 1988. If in the course of this war we kill him, it will be justice.
Okay.
Justice is at hand. 800-510-8255. We have three or four more pieces of the pie from various television and radio programs, including over on CNN. Elliot Spitzer is talking with his now new cohort is Nick Robertson about the effectiveness of this no-fly zone.
My question for you tonight is, are Gaddafi's troops showing any signs of cracking under the four-day assault that we have waged against them?
From what we're seeing here in Tripoli, the answer seems to be no. From the reports that we get from coalition and from opposition forces in Misrata, the answer also appears to be no. And from the town of Ajdabiya in the east of the country, where there's been reports of fighting in the city between rebels and the government, the answer there seems to be no. Coalition commanders had yesterday say they thought they were having some impact in persuading Gaddafi's forces it wasn't worth fighting. We talked to naval officers today at a naval facility that was targeted overnight last night. They also told us they wouldn't be about to back down.
So, Nick, what I gather from what you're saying is that even though we have established this no-fly zone that is at the centerpiece of our military strategy, it has not been effective in preventing either the continued assault against civilians in Misrata or the other cities in the east, or certainly in getting Gaddafi to leave the country or leave power. So there seems to be a very real tension at this junction between our military strategy and our political objectives here.
Or to reach the political objectives, the military strategy needs to continue. That may also be something that people will be weighing at the moment. When we were in the port facility today that was targeted overnight last night, right next to the warehouses and mobile missile systems that have been targeted were eight naval vessels. We weren't allowed to film them. But the clear inference for the Gaddafi regime would be that we can hit your storage facilities one night. We could just as easily be hitting your Navy the following night. And the naval officers themselves told us the same thing, that they believe they could be the targets in the coming nights ahead. So this will be what Gaddafi is weighing up as he tries to figure out, is he going to continue to push the fight against the opposition at the moment? And at the moment, the answer seems to be his coming up with defiance. For the first time, he appeared on television, apparently, and according to state television, this was live, at his palace compound that was struck just 2 days ago, calling this, as he had over the past couple of days, a crusader war. He appears to be backing down not one inch here, Elliot.
Well, you know, certainly his rhetoric has not changed the slightest little bit. What are you hearing from those in his military? Do you sense on the part of the military beneath him any sense of doubt, any sense that, my goodness, we have Europe against us, we have the Arab League against us, we have the might of the United States against us, we, the military, had better come up with an exit strategy, otherwise our necks are on the line. Any sense there of doubt within the military ranks on Gaddafi's side?
You know, I have to say that our access to the military here is pretty limited. We did get an opportunity to speak with some naval officers, a young officer just graduated from university last year, and some more senior officers. None of them said, when I asked them, what should be happening now, should you be backing down in the face of a coalition enforcement of the no-fly zone and protection of civilians, none of them said Gaddafi should go. One of them I spoke to spoke good English. He understood my questions, but didn't really understand my questions. I think what he was telling me was, I can't answer this question. I'm not going to answer this question about Gaddafi going because it's going to be bad for me. No one here is going to go on camera and tell you that they think Gaddafi should step down.
All right. We've got the usual back and forth. Nick Robertson sounds like three or four of the others that have worked for CNN. They have good international representation in their reporting staff. So let's listen to a talk radio exchange on this. John Justice talks to Senator McCain about whether he thinks we're on the right track there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you were calling for a no-fly zone in Libya long before we started to intervene. What are your thoughts on President Barack Obama's actions in the past few days, and are we on the right track with what's going on in Libya right now?
Well, first of all, I called for it right from the beginning when the momentum was on the side of the anti-Gaddafi people. And at that time, I think a no-fly zone would have toppled Gaddafi. Unfortunately, we waited and delayed, and the momentum shifted back in favor of Gaddafi. I think the no-fly zone is vital. And by the way, I think it came just in time. Gaddafi was entering the suburbs, literally, of Benghazi when we began it. And so I think it can be effective in stopping Gaddafi. I think we need a no-drive zone, frankly, to help the rebels achieve their objective, which is American policy. The American policy is that Gaddafi must go. In order to get a resolution through the United Nations, which seems to now dictate American national security policy, they had to agree that it was just for, quote, humanitarian purposes. So around Masrati and other cities, it's still very close. And so I think that it's possible that we may have to, along with other countries, supply some arms to the anti-Gaddafi forces so that they can forcibly eject Gaddafi. Finally, could I just say, Gaddafi has American blood on his hands. He was responsible for Pan Am 103, where 190 Americans died. He is an international outlaw and a cruel despot. So I think American policy is correct. The president stated that he should go and give these people a chance to at least live without Gaddafi over them.
800-510-8255. So that's John Justice talking to Senator McCain. He also talked to him about whether or not Gaddafi needed to be removed at one point, and then there's something else he says back and forth. You have the usual political spin on that. What I'm interested in now, and so are all the folks listening, is your thought, your spin, if you will. Your call is welcome at 800-510-8255 on whether Gaddafi needs to be removed, why we're getting involved in Libya, the whole no-fly zone becoming a real hot potato. 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Mushy mush mish, mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Caller time, 800-510-8255. We'll start with Leon, who's listening in Macon, Georgia, to the countdown. Please go ahead, sir. We are very interested in your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't want to be misunderstood. I understand that our soldiers already have to sign a document in order to join the military that says they're the product or property of the government, which could be any employee or corporation. And then they're deployed and used. I hate it when our troops are misdeployed. And now you mean to tell me they're spreading them somewhere else? I understand that we are considered heroes around the globe. I also understand that that tends to be rapidly diminishing. Now, here in Macon, it's hard for me to get on the airwaves to even say these things. I'll be cut off. However, I'm going to say our troops are spread too thin. They're like, it's like butter. It's use our troops as a solvent. If you want to send them over here and send them over there all the time and let them get killed, and ironically, to this day, the majority of the people who send them over there will never send their children. That's ironic. I think they're being misused. I understand what's going on there with Gaddafi and what I've been told. However, I think there's better things to use our troops for as far as, you know, it's such as watching out for the territory that we live in.
Yeah. What made you think you were going to get taken off the air? Whose program do you go on where if you say something like that, you get taken off the air?
Oh, if if I try to go on like a place called like 9:40 a.m., I may be able to talk to a Charles Richardson, but a guy named Kenny B will cut me off in a minute. I cannot get on his radio station. He'll keep cutting me off because he doesn't want me to really get to certain issues. He'll cut it off. Yeah. And so I see that I use that to gauge what, you know, sort of like how the media really receives what the public really has to say. It's about what someone, like if I was super, super rich or something, then maybe I could say something.
All right.
And, you know,
all right,
I'm not going to perpetuate anything.
We got it. Thank you. Here's a Muslim American named Aziz.
I am a Muslim Arab American. I'm a Republican. I'm not a fan of President Obama. However, he did the right thing. He was a little bit slow getting in. But remember, the Middle East is a very confusing place. And all these passive-aggressive congressmen and senators talking about he should have done that, he should have not done that, they really don't know what they're talking about.
Passive-aggressiveness. You agree with that term? Yep, if you understand it, I think maybe that's a pretty good term. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Libya is in the focus here. We've heard from four or five different talk radio and talk television programs. Your turn. Ruth in Ohio, please, your thoughts.
I am very confused about the fact that every time this president does anything, no matter what, whether, you know, it's okay or whether it's not, that everybody in this country seems to stand up and oppose him, at least those people in Congress, whether they're Democrat or Republican. I mean, this man can't do anything unless he's unless somebody opposes him or demeans his actions. You know, Libya's been a problem for a long, long time. I know that a lot of the younger people don't remember how long they've been a problem, but it's almost necessary when the UN says that we really need to do something about this. You've got all the rest of these coalition countries going in with us. It's not like we're going in there by ourselves shooting up Libya.
Right,
and
so
I get confused about both the press and people not understanding what kind of a threat this man really does pose.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. I'll generally let you go as this works. You know that we have we've really taken a look or listen more importantly, to about 40, 45 different stations and their programs over the course of the 24 hours. Put that together with samplings of information from the political talk television stations, Fox and MSNBC mostly. And then your thoughts, Jim, in Michigan on Obama.
I just look at this and I think, you know, Muslims have been slaughtering Christians in Darfur for years. We've never went in there to save innocent people. And the bottom line is, the law was broken. You need to go to Congress before you wage war. Truman did it. Johnson did it. Clinton did it. And Bush did it. Three out of the previous four were Democrats. And I think it could be argued Bush was basically a Democrat, too. He spent like a Democrat. He started another unsustainable social program like a Democrat. And now we have Obama, who ignores the Constitution at every turn. I think impeachment should be started, and it's not just liberals who are against this.
I wondered when we'd have that impeachment word show up here. All right, Rick in Arizona, you are up next on the countdown.
First off, I do think Gaddafi should go personally. I don't like him. However, I have several points to make. First off, if you do the math, just the Tomahawk missiles we sent over this week was $1.1 billion. That's what we blew up this weekend. Second off, in attacking the ground forces of Gaddafi, we violated our own UN resolution for the arms embargo. We've already violated that by blowing up their tanks and the convoy. So we've done that. Third off, we've overstepped the Arab League's mandate on the no-fly zone. And finally, fourth off, given the current situation, our CIA trained these protesters. We funded them in all these different countries. So we are on a catch-22. How do we say it's okay for Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and Syria, but not okay for Gaddafi? It's because we hate him. And he's been there for 41 years. Let it go.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. I think age is a factor in this. Do you not think that age is a factor in how you look at it? Or that is, if you were around when the Pan Am plane went down, you feel differently about this than if you weren't. You've just learned about it sort of passively. Mike calls from Wilmington. You're on the countdown, Mike.
Hey, just one thought, Doug. I think we need to stop fighting in these foreign countries and bring our troops home and let's drill, baby, drill.
All right. I might not disagree with you on that, sir. It's time for us to really get down to business here. Lots of distractions and not things getting fixed. Just one problem to the next, to the next, to the next. Teresa, you're down in Florida, I'm told.
I did not vote for President Obama, which I wish I had. I think he's doing a very well job. He sat back and he waited out before he went over and did what he did. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He went in with the Allied forces, our constituents. I come from a strong military background, and I believe that this is not an unnecessary war. This is a war that we have to go against because of terrorism. This president is one of the best presidents that have come out in my time, and I'm 54 years old, and I have watched and watched and watched where we keep going and sending our men to die for no reason. This president has decided to wait to make sure that our men are secure, and I think he's done the right thing.
What are you talking about? He's increased the troops over in Afghanistan in a time when they ought not to have been there. That's, madam, you're pretty good at maneuvering around in historical senses with the facts. All right, so that's all the time we have for your calls. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan, hoping that you'll be joining us again in the next hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.